Last January, Officer Jamie Bindle was strangled to death, allegedly by an inmate in the chapel at the prison in Monroe. In July, Washington's Department of Labor and Industries ordered the prison system to make a series of safety improvements. But now, more than 2 months later, 10 of 16 safety hazards remain unresolved. One of them has to do with how officers should respond if they hear mysterious sounds on their two-way radios. It's believed Bindle keyed the mic on her radio as she was being attacked, but no one went to investigate. Hector Castro with Labor and Industries says the prison system has since outfitted officer radios with new panic buttons, but that doesn't go far enough.
We agree these are improvement over what they had before, but we've responded by saying that they still need a policy or some sort of procedure for monitoring microphone clicks and these transmissions that are nonverbal.
The Department of Corrections has been given another 30 days to resolve this and other safety gaps. The agency says it's working in collaboration with Labor and Industries on the remaining unresolved improvements to officer safety. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.